Well, when I was in sixth grade, I moved to Alabama and joined my mom because she got a job there when I was in fifth grade. And this was a job to pay off the college debt that we were in because of my brother and sister. My parents are still together. They just live 2,000 miles apart now. But I moved to Alabama, and I think the first thing that I noticed, the difference besides the humidity, was the intense emotions that people had about football and religion. Like, the two questions that people would ask when you met them were, who are you for, Alabama or Auburn, the two main football things, and what church did you go to? Like, what church, what's your church home? Have you found a church yet? You should come to our church this Sunday. And I was like, we're still looking, we're figuring it out. I was very confused.
So do most of your friends go to different churches, or do some of them go to the same church?
Well, there are plenty of churches in Alabama, so there's definitely a range. All of my people live a good bit apart, so I think we all go to different churches.
Did fights ever, like, break out about religion or football?
Surprisingly not, no. Well, I mean, people are much more likely to get passionate about their football than their religion. They're more passive-aggressive about which church they went to.
That's really surprising.
Yeah.
What is the thing that you miss the most from L.A. that you don't have in Alabama?
Well, actually, the food, the burritos, the tacos, my God, the deep dish pizza. I mean, we have great barbecue, but I miss a good burrito.
Well, barbecue's always good. I'd rather have barbecue than a burrito any day.
But I mean, have you ever had Alegria tortilla soup, son?
Yes. I understand.
Got it. Just, oof. I'm with you on the barbecue, but damn do I miss the food here.
So you live with your mom in Alabama, but your dad still lives here. How do you feel about, like, not seeing your dad as much as you used to?
Well, I mean, it's weird, but I guess I'm going on my fifth year, so I've gotten used to it a little bit. I mean, of course I miss him, and we Skype him every night, and he visits us randomly, and for spring break, sometimes he'll swing by, and we're always here during the summer and winter break.
It's a long trip to come out here, though.
6 hours on the plane is
that's pretty a lot. Fun.
But once you get here, you're just your home, and it's nice.
Yeah.
Also, the weather here is beautiful.
So it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So you see your dad maybe total of, like, 2 months a year?
Oh, much more than that, because we come for about 3 weeks in winter and nearly the entire summer break. I mean, I've missed the first day of school so many times because they schedule it to the last minute, the last possible minutes that we can stay here.
So about how long did it take you to really start to fit in and adjust to the environment, make friends?
Well, it was weird because for a long time I was the girl from L.A., so the cheerleaders were actually very nice to me, but they didn't know how to talk to me. They were just nice. And then after a while, I began to, like, find my people. And then once I found my good friends, I was able to stick it out. And, I mean, for the first year in Alabama, I was at a normal, just middle school. But in seventh grade, I was able to go to this art school, which is a public art school, so it's free. But you try out to get in. It's called the Alabama School of Fine Arts.
Nice.
And that's where I've, like, found my people. It's beautiful. We don't have PE. That's definitely an upside. But
an upside?
Well, you know, we have swings. It's fine. But and tetherball and a half court of basketball. So those are our things. I'm there for creative writing, and so it's really a nice place. I like it.
Overall, which state do you like better, Alabama or California?
Well, it's a very hard question because they're very different places. Los Angeles is where I grew up, and I love it here. It's beautiful. I mean, the food is great, and the people are great. But Alabama is where I you know, it's where I reached an age where I could make my own friends that I met on my own. And the people that I'm friends with now, I have common interests, and it's just awesome. Like Doctor Who and Tumblr and all that jazz.